We know that some of us will mourn, seeing that event as a symbolic beginning of centuries of colonization. We know that some of us will celebrate, seeing that event as the symbolic beginning of the United States of America. We can mourn with those who feel and see all that is lost. We can celebrate with those who feel and see all that has been gained. But the important work of this museum and its mission and this ship is to reach those who don't yet know the story. We must illuminate the story for all. That is what our public historians have done every day for more than 70 years. We illuminate the past to inspire and touch the future. At Plymouth Patuxent and Mayflower II, we believe it's important to understand the participants of the 17th century as people of their own time, making choices based on their beliefs and the information they had available to them at the time. They did not know all that would come after. The pre-industrial societies who met along these historic shores have much to teach us about community and covenant, about living together in conflict and collaboration, how to listen to one another, how to find the gray that dwells between the black and the white, to find the perhaps between the yes and the no, and to realize that human history is not as simple as defining the winners and losers in a seemingly endless game of chance and skill across millennia, but instead intentionally constructing an awareness that we are all changed by the losses and gains we mostly arbitrarily judge. Perhaps if we do this work together, we will at last discover that the other is so much more like us than we thought, and our nation will be better for it and stronger.